Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Our text begins with these words. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. You can't truly appreciate John's first chapter without remembering the story of creation, without remembering the first words that Moses gave us from God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. He creates out of nothing everything. In 6 natural days, God created the heaven and the earth and everything in them. He creates the light. How does he create that light? He speaks. He says, "Let there be light," and there was light. John's gospel reminds us of how that came to be. For he begins his gospel with these words, "In the beginning," the same words. "In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The Word, Jesus Christ, is present at the beginning. For he is Alpha and Omega with the Father and the Holy Spirit who is hovering over the face of the deep. Jesus Christ has always been and will continue to always be. Not always in the flesh, for that was at a specific time. For a virgin conceived and bore him. But he has always been and he will always continue to be. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The Word by which God created light, by which God created the firmament, by which God created the dry land and the vegetation and the sun and the moon and the stars, the creeping creatures, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and lastly, his prized creation, you. That's the Word that created everything in the beginning. That Word was with God, and that Word was God. He is the light of men. The light has come. Today we celebrate his birth and we rejoice. And yet in the darkness of that world, they still don't comprehend him. They still reject him, just as they did 2,000 years ago. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. This world does not believe in God. It rejected him. So don't you think it's going to reject you too? If it rejected our Savior, if it rejected its own Creator, will it not reject us who follow him? Of course it will. It is ruled by the Father of lies. The father of lies who has started so many lies around our world that people believe them. So many false gods exist because of the devil. He goes by many names. Allah, Buddha, globalism, all of those sorts of things. All those things that people put their faith and their love and their trust in are false gods created not by God, but by the devil. He's the father of lies. He corrupts God's good creation. He comes to you even today and he says, did God really say that he would send a Savior? Did God really take on flesh that he might die for you? That makes no sense. Why would God die for you? Because he loves you. You see, the devil cannot conquer us because he is conquered at the foot of the cross, at the foot of the empty tomb. And on the last day, he will never be able to accuse you again. On the last day, when your knees are bowed, when your tongue is confessing Jesus as Lord before everyone, the devil will be put away. You will never be accused. You will never have to face those temptations again. You have been given the power. You have been given the authority to become sons of God. Give consideration to that fact. You are not your own. You are bought with a price. The price of the life of God. Hanging lifeless on a cross. We're gathered here, yes, to celebrate his birth, but he was born for that purpose. He was born for you. He was born for a world that does not comprehend him, a world that rejects him. Do not find yourself with the world. Find yourself with God. How do we become sons of God? Can we do it on our own? Is it in our flesh? St. John continues, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. God has done all these things for us. He had promised Bethlehem that he would send a Savior there. Out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting. God foreknew that he would have to send his only begotten Son into the flesh. He foreknew that before he ever said, let there be light. And yet he still created Adam. He still created Eve. He still created the tree of the knowledge of good and evil because he loves. And he desires our love. Yes, from of old, from everlasting, Jesus Christ was going to have to take on flesh to bear the sin of the world. God knew it, and he still did it because he loves you. She who is in labor has given birth, and the remnant of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel. God had to keep Israel intact until she had given birth to the Savior. God had set apart these people for a time. That time is now past, and that covenant that God signed in flesh with his Old Testament people has been fulfilled. That covenant is now no longer for the people of Israel, but rather for the new Israel, for all who would believe in the Son who was born, in the God who took on flesh, in the God who died and rose again and ascended on the 40th day and now reigns. Israel was kept intact until the Savior would be born, until Rome had paved roads, that all roads would lead to Rome, that the gospel might go out into all the world and be proclaimed. That was the proper time. That was the time that God had given. And now the remnant have received him. We might not be Jews of the old covenant, but we are a part of the new covenant. We are the new Israel. Whether there is a temple made with hands in Jerusalem or not, this is his holy temple. This is where he dwells, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The only salvation is through Jesus Christ. We have been adopted as his sons. Jesus is the only begotten, the monogenes. He is begotten of the Father from eternity. He is a son in a way that no one else can be a son. And yet when God looks at you, he sees his son. Not just because of your flesh, but because of your spirit, washed in the waters of holy baptism. Our epistle lesson, Martin Luther uses for the third part of the catechism on baptism. And he quotes Titus 3, 5 through 8a. Think about these words, that by his grace we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Not by blood, not by the will of the flesh, not by the will of man, but of God. God has made you his son through the waters of holy baptism. Many of you were infants and were held in your own parents' arms for that. There will be a day when God takes you into his arms, when he collects you to his bosom, that he will never let you go. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of that light, but he was not the light. He was the forerunner. He was the forebearer of that light. And he said that that light was before him. That light is eternal. And he was before John, even though Jesus in his flesh was younger. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. You can't appreciate John 1 without Genesis 1. And so take those words to heart. Take the words of Moses to heart. Believe the first books of the Bible, that when our Savior has come to us, when we might receive him through the waters of holy baptism, through his body and blood and his sacrament, when we receive him, we receive that grace and truth. In the beginning was the Word, and everything was created by him because he loves you. Celebrate the birth. Celebrate that Word taking on flesh for you. The church sings, O Jesus Christ, thy manger is my paradise at which my soul reclineth. For there, O Lord, doth lie the Word made flesh for us, herein thy grace forth shineth. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.